snowy weather, sleigh bells jingling. With our friends we ride together, wearing coats of fur and leather, tossing in the snowy weather, sleigh bells jingling. Jingling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, a ring-a-ling, jingling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, a ring-a-ling, jingling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, jing-a-ring-jing, jing-jing-a-ring, jing-a-ring, jing-a-ring-a-ling, jingling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, a ring-a-ling, jingling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, a ring-a-ling, jingling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, jing-a-ring-jing, jing-jing-a-ring-a-ling-a-ling. Through the hills our song is green. Would you long for a stable where
your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
service. Well, let's all stand. Let's give them a big hand. Amen. Let you be seated for about 5 minutes here before we conclude tonight. I do appreciate the hard work, Brother Cruz, and all those that helped him. But isn't it good to see the talent that the college students have? Surprise you, don't it? I mean, they just play the instruments, all of them, and sing so well and do so good. And what we forget sometime maybe is that some of these students coming to us, they come from good churches, and they've been serving God in those places where they've been. And they jump right in here. And it takes us a while sometime to discover some of them a little bit. But they just do a good job, and I appreciate them so much. Amen. A little different tonight. The cantata will be good Sunday night. But it's all to the honor and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in spite of all that the world does to mess up Christmas and put all the false stuff and the commercialism and all that into it, it still ought to be a time of the year that we are reminded that God gave us His best gift. Amen?
Amen.
And while it may not be exactly His birthday, He still was given from the Father, and He's a gift for us. I'm looking here in Matthew chapter 1. Joseph, you know, you put yourself as a young man in his position. Mary's found with child of the Holy Ghost, but what would it take a young man to be convinced of that, huh? I tell you what it'd take God. And God showed up. And I read in this first chapter of Matthew that it says, "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately." He could have charged her and had her stoned, but he was going to do it quietly, you know, just break up the engagement. But it says, I like that word in the Bible, don't you? B-U-T. "While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And that's what the whole thing is. He came to seek and save that was lost. And as we celebrate Christmas with our kids and with our family and all, don't lose sight of the main message.
Amen.
Sad to say, sometimes at Christmas times, Christians blow their testimony instead of keeping it. It's a time of year, sometime when wild parties go on. Time of year when more alcohol is sold than any other time of the year. You say, well, I had to go to that party. You better be careful you don't blow your testimony at some office party or business party at Christmas time. It's real easy to do. You walk around with your little glass full of 7-Up, but it looks a lot like the champagne in somebody else's glass. Don't get misjudged. Don't make a mistake. Your testimony is at stake. And it's not your testimony just when you're at church. It's your testimony wherever you're at. Because
sure.
Somebody's watching. Let's make sure we're a good way, several weeks off from Christmas now, but let's make sure we honor the Lord Jesus Christ with it. We'll hear some special music here at church and some special preaching concerning the time of year, and that's okay. We're not into the paganism of it. We'll not decorate the church with reindeer and Santa Claus and Christmas trees. That's the pagan side. Now, I know you'd have a lot of fun with those things, but make sure your kids know there's something deeper than that.
Amen.
That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And make them understand and teach them what's right concerning this time of year. It's a good chance and a good opportunity to witness for Christ. You know, we had Christmas fall on Sunday here. What was it, year before last, I guess? And Brother Pitts and I, working with the bus ministry, humanly speaking, that sounded like a disaster. Christmas on Sunday morning. Kids getting up to their toys and gifts on Sunday morning. what was that going to do to the bus ministry and the Sunday school? And we thought, well, you know, even if you tell them, come to church, we'll give you a toy. That's going to have to be a pretty powerful toy. Then we thought, that's not right. That's moving right into the same stream of what we're against. So we kept praying and thinking about it. And I believe Brother Pitts came up with the idea. He said, why don't we just tell them, come to church because it's for Jesus. Amen. It's his birthday we're celebrating. Show him you love him by coming to church on his birthday. Amen. And you know what we did? You remembered. We've been doing it every year since. Going to do it again this year. We marched him in that door and across this platform and out that door. And as they went by, we handed them a New Testament Bible. And wasn't that a scene? They showed up on Sunday morning, Christmas morning, and came to church. And bless my heart, it said to me, our teachers and workers have been doing a better job maybe than we think, and the kids have been absorbing more truth, and they came for Jesus' sake. They put him first. So we've been doing that ever since, and we've had a good turnout. Now this year, I guess Christmas comes on Saturday, and I suspect we'll probably do the same thing the Sunday after. Brother Pitts, probably it would be the day, wouldn't it? And so we'll probably do it the Sunday after. Now, I'm not afraid the kids won't come. I got some worries about some others, amen? I hope you're not one of them. If we're going to make a big fuss over this time of year, it ought to be in God's house over the right thing, amen? Well, I appreciate the program tonight. Appreciate you coming. If you're visiting with us, glad you came. We hope you know the Savior that it's all about. Amen. That loved us and died for us on the cross and paid the price of our sin and is coming back for those that trust him as Savior. Amen. And it's a time of year we celebrate his birth, and that's great. But there's a bigger celebration coming when he comes back for those that have accepted him as Savior. That'll be the victory day. Amen. All right, we hope you know him as Savior. Let's stand, please.